Okay. Christian, do you want to call the meeting?
I'll let Katrina do it since she's actually physically there.
All right, let's call the meeting to order.
Okay. Names for the record?
Katrina Holland.
Christian Bryant.
Great. So Ian let us know that he's out this week, so he won't be joining us. The plan for this meeting is to talk about the agenda for this month's meeting, and then the process of filling the empty seat on the RSC. So
has that process already begun, by the way?
Yes. Okay. So we had a recruitment that was open. We extended it because of technical difficulties with the application. Closed it, and I'll go more into the process when we're there.
Great.
So for the agenda, the staff recommendation is a slightly packed agenda. So I thought this would be a good opportunity to give the entire commission an update on the results of the one-year check-ins I did with everyone. So I went around and talked to each member of the RSC and asked them the same questions to get feedback on how they had felt the commission was going so far and ideas they had about how it could be done differently. So I was thinking of putting that together into a roughly 10-minute presentation just as part of the staff update to share back to the group to let them know what everyone else said. And I think that there are a lot of areas of overlap and things that could be incorporated in what the Rules and Bylaws Committee is working on as part of the RSC bylaws.
Okay. So that feedback is also being shared with the mayor, right?
It will be, yes.
Okay. Is that going to be a combined letter that we all sign, or?
It can be put into the form of the letter. I was going to start with just sharing kind of the findings with the group, and if there's interest in it being sent in the letter, we can do that.
Okay.
The second thing we were recommending as an agenda item would be to do an update from the budget. So high level, the rental services office got all of its funding continued, including the one-time funding for staff and services. There was additional funding for a manager for the rental services office to expand expungement services using cannabis tax funding and to pilot a mediation program in response to the RSC letter. So
no allocation for registration or screening criteria.
That is correct.
Okay.
So Matt has offered to do a presentation on that to give you all an idea of what ended up actually getting funded and where things are at.
Okay.
Related to the budget, there was a budget note where the mayor asked the Housing Bureau and Revenue to come back with a rental registration fee. And so there's a suggestion to give...
Fee as in a number or a structure?
A fee. And so there's a suggestion to give the RSC an update of the plan for the fee.
Okay.
So to let them know where that conversation is by the time of the RSC meeting.
Okay.
And then the last item was in the budget as well. There was funding for the rental services office to do additional education and outreach around local tenant protections. And so we're preparing to do an RFQ for that and wanted to offer the RSC an opportunity to give high-level feedback to the scope for that RFQ.
Okay.
So those are all of the items that have been suggested for the agenda. And I wanted to start just by giving feedback from you on those items versus other items.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Do we have a report back from the Quality Around Housing Work Group from BDS at all?
I have not heard, and I will ask.
Okay. We'll have to sort of close that loop and figure out where they're going. Because there were some recommendations that they said, yeah, I'll take that back and see where we go. I don't know if that would be appropriate for this next meeting, but maybe at the...
I can include it in the staff update if we hear something.
Okay. Christian, do you have anything?
Nope, makes sense to me. Sounds good.
So what we'll do on the staff end then, if that sounds good, is to try to figure out how to structure that in a way that gives us enough time for whatever is the most priority, which we'll probably continue to flush out until the meeting itself.
Is the anticipation that we have to come to a final decision about the fee that day, or can it be extended over a couple of meetings? Because I imagine that's going to be an interesting dialogue.
To be candid, I do not know what the conversation will be like about the fee, but I do not anticipate that we are asking for the RSC to approve a fee. Okay. In the budget, the mayor included a budget note that gave that direction to the Housing Bureau and Revenue, and a date to come back to council in July. That I assume is before the RSC.
So Revenue and the Housing Bureau making a decision, you're just sort of asking our input.
Revenue and the Housing Bureau are bringing a package or options to council for them to make a decision.
Okay. Which will go before council in July.
Yes.
As far as what the fee is.
Yes. Okay. So we will, and that's where the timing is a little bit tricky, where mm-hmm. we don't know. It's a tight timeline. It's tighter than something like this usually is. And so we won't know how far along it is until the week of the RSC meeting, most likely. And so we want
in July.
In June.
In June, okay.
We won't know what is ready for this month's RSC meeting until the week of the RSC meeting. Mm-hmm. But we would like to share whatever is ready at that point with the RSC to try to keep everyone in the loop.
Okay.
Okay, so if that sounds good, we will find a way to make that agenda fit.
Yeah.
And then, as a reminder,
I want to come back.
Yeah.
So this fee conversation can get really sticky.
Yes.
Do we, I almost called you Ian. Christian, what do you think about trying to facilitate a conversation about it? Like,
what do you mean?
Limiting people's comments, going around the room, sort of like figuring out how to make it productive so it doesn't turn into a all-out battle between a few people or something.
I mean, I think for the most part, I mean, obviously time might be a whole other issue, but I think for the most part, if we kind of stick to the, we'll call on those in the order they pop up their thing, and when it's their turn to talk, they get to talk. I think, I feel like we'll stay fairly civil for the most part. So, I mean, I don't know what more we would necessarily need to do beyond that outside of just, making sure people actually follow those rules and have that respect for other people when it's their turn.
Is there an expected outcome of this dialogue, or is it just to share information? Are you looking for input so that you can revise?
It will depend on what is ready by the time of the RSC meeting.
Okay.
And so I think that this is going to have to be one of those situations where we'll be having to touch base with the members of the executive committee before the meeting as we get clear senses and to make sure that you all come into the meeting on the same page as to what's going to be happening. I also think that we've had the ability the past few RSC meetings to get more lax with time and schedule in terms of talking time and the agenda. And I think that that's generally a good thing for advisory bodies, but this is definitely a meeting where we will be tighter on time and we will need the executive committee to be more assertive in keeping to the agenda and times.
Right. That's why I think it would make more sense to try to structure this as a facilitated dialogue. Mm-hmm.
I will check in to get more details on what the desired result of that agenda item is, and to touch base with you all before sending out the agenda.
Because if it's just a staff update, that's very different than we want a recommendation, or we want, do you approve? It sounds like we don't have to approve.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine that if there's overwhelming reaction, there will be another. For every action, there is a reaction. I imagine that the Bureau might respond a different way. So
absolutely. Okay.
And then I would say, just to close the loop on that, if the request is for us to give a recommendation of approval or non-approval or come back with feedback, I think we should do it as a structured dialogue with certain topics and let everybody get a chance to go around the room, say something, identify points of consensus, identify points where people disagree and then go from there. If it is just a staff update and you just want like a, oh, okay, then I think Christian's approach makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
that sounds good.
Cool.
Context reminder for this meeting. So in response to procuring a rental registration system beyond what is existing, not being included in the mayor's budget, the staff recommendation was to hold off on the conversations around rental registration, which left a open June meeting. We, as in the entire city, we is reorganizing in response to the budget result, and trying to figure out next steps in a number of programs, rental registration being one of them. And so we are hoping that by the time of the July executive committee meeting, we will have a better sense of what the Rental Services Office and the Housing Bureau's priorities and timelines are. So hopefully by next month, we'll have an idea of what's coming first and the relative priority of everything, so we can use that as a reorientation to set a new work plan that will respond to where things are starting to land in terms of city priorities and where the RSC wants to be going next.
In our packet materials, can you include the previous work plan that we agreed to? Because there were several topics, I think, that came up that we had planned to discuss. Mm-hmm. It would be good to, for folks to have that refresher, a mm-hmm. reminder.
Sounds good.
Do you know if there is any conversation for the fall or spring bumps to reintegrate rental registration, or is it off the table for the entire year?
I don't think that any decisions have been made about that yet.
Okay. That's fair.
So the...
Is there a way we can get that info?
I can certainly put in a request.
Okay.
For the open seat on the Rental Services Commission.
Yes.
So we did a citywide open application process. We promoted it on our listservs. We received a substantial number of applicants for one seat.
How many?
I said it was around 20.
Around 20.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
From there, we developed a process for vetting those. So Stacy and I reduced the 20 applicants to a short list. Our next step is to get feedback from the members of the executive committee individually, and then to take that feedback to the director and the mayor's office for the mayor to make an appointment.
Okay.
And so...
Still, what's your timeline?
The timeline is on hold while I wait to figure out when Ian will be back.
Okay.
But the thought is that I will be sending each of you the shortlist of applicants with their information, and then be setting up a time, I'm thinking around 30 minutes, to touch base with each of you individually by phone to get your feedback, and then collect that feedback and begin routing it through the city to get to the mayor's office eventually.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that, and when I send it out, I'll be trying to schedule a phone call. So that will depend on how much time each of you want to review the applicants.
Okay. And when you say send the materials, you'll be sending their application, a resume if it was given, that kind of thing?
Yes.
It's like an interview, in a way, except we're not going to talk to the person directly.
It will be a good opportunity to become familiar with. The city has standardized its application forms and process, and so the information asked is the same and is limited to open application questions.
Okay. Great.
Mm-hmm. So once we have that, and the mayor's office makes a decision on an appointment, we will be able to fill that open seat.
When does the mayor want to fill the position?
As soon as it is ready.
Oh, as soon. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Those are the updates I had.
Cool.
I guess I'll also fill you in. The Bylaws Committee's meeting monthly. They're working through the bylaw, the approach that they've taken is to start just by outlining different areas that they think need to be included in the bylaws, and then as those are fleshed out, to begin matching that up with the bylaws is, I think, the best way of thinking about it. So the city has a bylaw template, and it is broad. And the RSC tends to have a lot of structure, especially relative to other advisory bodies. And so their thought is to speak to all of the components that seem to need defining. So the topics that they've talked about have been how topics are introduced, how agendas are set, how the commission handles public testimony and input, which would be both at meetings and through listening sessions, and then to think more about what actions the RSC takes. And so they will eventually produce a draft, which will then at some point come back to the RSC for discussion before the RSC adopts new bylaws.
What's our expected role in that dialogue?
To provide feedback and make any adjustments that the RSC wants to make.
I'm guessing they don't have a timeline either.
They are meeting monthly for an hour, and will meet until they are done.
Yeah, that takes a lot of time. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Okay, that's all I had.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you both.
That was simple. Mm-hmm. We're done already. It's 2:30. That took 15 minutes.
It was a more efficient agenda packing than I think we usually have.
Is the screening criteria policy coming back to the RSC before it goes for a vote, or?
I have not heard that.
And we submitted the letter already?
Yes.
Was there a response?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right. Nothing for security deposits either. Well, they're one and the same, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're being treated as the same.
Okay. Well, that's all I have.
Okay. Anything on your end, Christian?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Well, you can call the meeting then.
All right. I guess we're adjourned.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you too.